Well, there I was, trapped inside a car with a sack of oatmeal cookies, with about 5 minutes left before the firing squad came to my cell. So what the heck? If I was down to my last breath, it might as well be a cookie breath.
Dogs on death row always get one last meal, right? So my last meal will be cookies. I did another penetration of the basket, brought out the sack of cookies, and proceeded to make a complete hog of myself. Oh, yes. Oh, wonderful cookies. You suppose I'd save one back for Grubber? Ha! If he was lucky, he might get to smell a crumb or two. No, sir, I devoured them all. 15 of the yummiest oatmeal cookies ever built. Whatever her faults and flaws, Sally Mae could make some bodacious good cookies. That done, I sat down in the seat and waited for the authorities to come and lead me away. No one came. What was the deal? Could we just get it over with? Slim and Loper came out of the house and sat on the porch step. They weren't talking anymore. Loper sat with his chin in his hands, looking permanently mad and glancing at his watch every 30 seconds. I managed to hear him growl, "This is the last vacation we'll ever take. Sally Mae, hurry up!" At that point, I happened to glance to my left and saw, the picnic basket. The same one that had produced the wonderful cookies. Hadn't Loper mentioned something about, a sandwich or two? Or 25? Gee, surely they wouldn't miss one little sandwich, would they? I checked the porch one last time. They hadn't moved. And slipped my nose beneath the lid of the picnic basket. There, I did a deep sniff scan of the various smells and aromas. Carrots. We could skip those. Celery. No thanks. Dill pickles. Nope. And there it was. Roast beef sandwiches. Just one. That's all I wanted or needed. I was pretty sure that Sally Mae had made 25 or 30 sandwiches. I mean, she was the kind of mother who took good care of her family. So yes, the basket contained a huge surplus of sandwiches, perhaps 100 or more. No family could eat 100 roast beef sandwiches, and I was already scheduled to be executed for stealing cookies, so what the heck? I might as well take a sandwich with me. There was just one small problem. Whereas the cookies had been near the top of the basket and required only a nose penetration, the sandwiches lay on the bottom and would require a much bolder approach. In other words, I would have to stick my entire head into the basket, all the way up to my neck. It was a problem, but one that I could lick. A little humor there, get it? Food, lick, ha ha. Actually, it turned into a much bigger problem than I had ever imagined. And it wasn't very funny either. You'll see.